Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, I love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app. So Colorado, the Supreme Court there wants to toss Trump off the ballot. And now this has spread for a while. There's a lot of states who've been making noises about doing it. Some tried and were squashed by their judges. California, somebody woke up Eleni Kounalakis, the lieutenant governor, and she stuck her beak into the issue, claiming that she asked the Secretary of State, Shirley Weber, to remove Trump from the California ballot. And Bill Assaley, the assemblyman, is coming on with us now because he's writing his own letter to Shirley Weber saying, don't do this. Bill, you there?
I'm here. Two can play that game.
Yeah, I heard today, in fact, I got a story I'll get to later, but in Texas, the lieutenant governor says, you know what, we ought to kick Biden off the ballot because he's allowed this huge illegal alien invasion to storm into Texas, which has completely disrupted our state. So
this is the problem, is they are making up rules as they go to meet their political means or political ends. You know, the means justify the ends. So here, what they're doing is they're taking the 14th Amendment, which was written for the Civil War when people took up arms in a war against the United States, and they're trying to correlate it to what President Trump did after the way he went about challenging the results of the election, which he attempted to do, arguably, in a legal way. And on January 6th, he was advocating that that Congress object to some of the election results, which is there's a procedure for that. But they're taking that, and they're using it to get him off the ballot. Meanwhile, Congress has never set up any rules for determining how anyone would ever be declared for having committed insurrection. There's no due process. There's no procedures. There's no trial. It's never been put into effect. So this whole thing, they're just completely making it up as they go.
Yeah, it's not been used since the Civil War time, correct?
Correct. And Congress has not implemented it, because if you read the Constitution, it says that by the means set up by Congress, which they've never set up the means and how you would ever put it to work.
So this is just pure partisan nonsense.
It is. And let's be honest, lieutenant governor, which no one's ever heard of, wants to run for governor. So this is a great way for her to get her name out. It's a political stunt, but it's extremely dangerous and reckless, because when they talk about Trump being the enemy of democracy, no, they are the true threat of democracy, because what they're trying to do is keep their political opponents off the ballot. so people don't even have the opportunity to vote for them. Who the hell do they think they are?
He had 6 million people vote for him in California. That's more voters than any other state because, I mean, he only got one third of the vote, but it's still raw numbers. It was 6 million. I don't understand taking away the right of 6 million people to vote for who they want, especially absent any official charge of insurrection. This is really nuts.
It's nuts, and they're pandering to the worst elements of their political base. This is, you have to look, California's gotten so crazy now. I see this with the attorney general. I see this with the superintendent of schools. They're all vying to be the wokest of the woke so they could elevate to the top of their bowl of their party.
Do you think this
is what she's doing.
Do you think they believe this stuff?
I don't think they have principles, John. I don't think they believe in much. I think they believe in power is what I think. And whatever way they can get and accumulate power, they'll take it.
But this is scary when the judges join in, because the judges are the last, especially Supreme Court justices. That's the last line of defense. You're always going to have crazy people with crazy political views and movements and wacko theories, wild lawsuits. That's going to exist as long as humanity exists. But the judges are supposed to be calm, sober, reasoned people. And we have them there to say, stop, you can't do this.
Well, and I'm confident the U.S. Supreme Court will step in and fix this because it can't stand. Colorado, what you have, you had all the judges, I think all seven were Democrat appointees.
Yeah, that's diversity.
And even out of that, three of them still said, no, we shouldn't do this. So it just shows you how off the rails this is. But you're right, the last defenders of our republic right now, of our democracy, is the Supreme Court. Congress has gone nuts. Biden is nuts. The only adults in the room right now are the Supreme Court justices, and let's just hope they act quickly. This is a really dangerous precedent. This is what they do in Venezuela. This is what they do in Russia. They neutralize their political opponents. They don't have fair and free elections.
Right. I know.
This is what they're turning into.
If you heard Russia was trying to knock the opposing candidate off the ballot and put him in jail, you wouldn't even blink. It's like, well, yeah, that's Russia. Sure.
Yeah, I guess that would be a good day because they didn't kill him.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing, let me ask you this. What do you think happens if they actually kicked him off the ballot? People really are going to riot. All the lunatics are going to come out with their weapons. You really are going to have a civil war then.
I think it's really dangerous. You know, I heard Bill Barr say this on CNN before the election when they were messing with the election. He said, you guys are all playing with fire. You are playing with fire. You are set. I agree with you, John. It is going to be a recipe for disaster. They are really going to put people over the edge. It's extremely reckless, and it's unnecessary. If you really don't like Trump that much, he's not going to win. He's not going to win California. So what are you worried about?
That's what's
crazy.
What
are they worried about?
There's zero chance of him winning California. Biden could be dead, and he'll win. I don't understand why risk the kind of crazies that will come out and cause a lot of violence if they were successful in keeping them off the ballot. That would just be unbelievably irresponsible.
I call it political arsonism. She's a political arsonist. The lieutenant governor is trying to get her name out. Like I said, she plans to run for governor. No one's heard of her. And now we've been talking about nothing but her for the last 24 hours. It's been effective, I think, for her campaign.
Did you see she got?
She sort of messed up the letter.
Yes, that's what I was going to get into. Talk about that.
So she says, you know, the Constitution requires that you be 40 and not an insurrectionist. And she didn't even get that part right. I mean, you have to be 35 to run for president, not 40.
Yes.
And you try to quickly scrub it, but too late.
And you have to be a natural-born citizen. That's the only other requirement. There's just two.
There's two. I don't know if you heard this, but just today, Senator Dave Mann, who got a DUI earlier this year when he was drinking in Sacramento in a state car, he just said he's going to put something on the ballot to give the state the power to remove Trump. So they're not going to stop with this. They're going to keep going. They tried to do this in 2020. They said, oh, if you don't submit your taxes, you're off the ballot. And the court struck that down quickly. So these guys, they just don't care about the Constitution.
No.
They don't care about democracy. It's political points.
It's really anything goes. I've never seen an era like this. There's no rules anymore.
Well, this is what happens when you have a supermajority. You know, power is very corrupt.
Yeah, right.
And until the voters start balancing out the legislature. And we don't need to have a Republican majority, but at least get us out of the super minority, and we can be a check on some of the overreaches that are going on in Sacramento.
All right. Thanks for coming on, Bill Assaly, Assemblyman. Talk with you
again
soon.
Thanks for having me, and we wish Ken the best. I've been listening to you guys since the recall days of Gray Davis.
Yes. So
the end of an era.
Yes. Well, he's sitting in his house now, so... Probably got a blanket on his lap, and they give him a ride in his chair every once in a while.
It's some Jello. Yeah. All right. Well, we wish him the best.
Okay. All right. See you later, Bill. Thanks for coming on with us, Bill Assaly, the Assemblyman. Here's the other story I mentioned. The Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick said that Biden should be taken off the 2024 ballot. What's with the lieutenant governors? And he goes, seeing what happened in Colorado makes me think. Maybe we should take Joe Biden off the ballot for allowing 8 million people to cross the border since he's been president, disrupting our state for more than anyone else has done in recent history. Eh. I mean, everybody can play this game, right? What's caused more damage? Was it that revolt on January 6th or millions and millions of people storming through Texas and now invading all these cities and breaking their budgets? I mean, the New York mayor is beside himself. His approval rating is at 28%. He's going to have to cut funding for the police, cut funding for fire, cut funding for the schools. They got one of the highest tax burdens in the country. The taxes are going to go up further with fewer police, fewer firefighters, and less funding for the schools. Yeah, why is he at 28%? But, of course, that's left-wing, wacko, progressive New York City. And it turns out they've had more people leave New York City now than any other place in the country. It's all you can do now, I guess, is just get up and get out. We'll continue. Country. Why do you think that's happening?
You're listening to John Kobelch on demand from KFI AM 640.
The Ghoul Pool is returning for 2024. We'll start taking entries online at midnight, January 1st, and you'll have that whole week, one full week. And our first live show of the new year is going to be January 2nd, and we'll reveal the winner of the 2023 contest. And then we'll start publicizing your chance to vote. All right, so that's going to be on January 1st, which is a Monday. And you got 7 full days to vote. And again, you pick young celebrities and they die, you get more points. You pick old celebrities and they die, you get fewer points. You know, if you got Norman Lear on your list this year, well, you're right, but that's not much of a score. That's not going to do any good. I'm trying to think, who's the youngest celebrity that died and people picked?
Probably Aaron Carter.
Yes, I think that was. That was early in the year. So we'll see who the winners are, who got the most points, who went 3 for 3. It's 3 celebrities you think are going to die in the calendar year 2024. Of course, any celebrity that dies during the first week is not counted because some of our listeners used to cheat. You know, it's funny. It just came up the other night. I was driving home the other night with my son was in the car, and we noticed how dark the 405 is going over the Sepulveda Pass. And I was like, why is it so dark? And I said, well, it's because thieves steal the copper wire that leads to the overhead lights. Have you seen how dark it is on many of the freeways?
I haven't noticed, but I know that that's what's been happening.
405, pitch black. The 10 freeway, same thing, from downtown going west. And the 405 going from the valley, at least, you know, to the west side. I don't know how much farther down.
Coming from the west side into the valley, too, is always dark.
Yeah. And there's lots of light bulbs. I mean, light poles and light bulbs, but there are no copper wires. And the LA Times did a story on this because it's funny. When the freeways on the west side went dark, there was no story. But when the 6th Street Bridge got unplugged on the east side, well, now this matters. The 6th Street Bridge, a large section of it, it's known as the Ribbon of Light because they have these lighted arches, beautiful colors. Lots of people like taking photos and posting them online. It's gone dark there, too. Copper wire thieves. Now, I remember David Goldstein, who just recently retired at Channel 2 and 9, this story within the last few years on the copper thieves. And this is another Caltrans debacle. And you have these electrical boxes that are mounted on the ground below the lights. And that's where the light cables come from. And that's where you can get at the copper. And for some stupid reason, but again, this is more stupid government employees, unnamed. They got nice salaries, nice pensions. They don't do their jobs. Why have they not been able to lock up the wires and make it nearly impossible to break in and steal them? Surely they could if they wanted to. But they've allowed just dozens and dozens of the electrical boxes to be broken into, and nobody puts up a fight anymore. And once they're broken into, they never replace the wires. I guess they decided, well, this is going to happen again. They're just going to break in again. And copper is very valuable, and you can melt it down and make some money. That's the reason they steal catalytic converters, too. In fact, I saw a story, I think it was on 60 Minutes, where there's some guy in New Jersey runs a huge copper melting business. He'll take your copper, doesn't ask where you got it from, although you could tell, and somebody brings in a catalytic converter or 10 catalytic converters or long strands of copper wire. You know you're dealing with thieves, but you know, the guy doesn't care. And he pays out the money. So anyway, the Sixth Street Bridge, which I have not seen since they lit it up this way, and it's become a destination. They have 10 arches, and the city can change the colors of the light depending on the occasion. And it's attracted a lot of good people, families going out on walks, according to the Times. But also you get the goons and the gang members doing street takeovers. And then you have the whack jobs who climb the arches trying to take a social media selfie. And one genius fell off, and that was the end of him. Now a third of the bridge's lights don't work. And this is spokeswoman for the DWP, Tanya Shelton. They force open the utility boxes, and wires are now poking out of the ground. And about a third of the bridge is dark. This is Kevin DeLeon's district. And he noticed the wire thefts about 2 weeks ago. They reported it to the Bureau of Street Lighting. And now they've done an inspection. Oh, an official inspection. Hey, Al, look, it's dark. Hey, it must have ripped out the wires. Very good. End of inspection. They're pursuing it aggressively. We think it's a ring or a network of people going around doing this. Yeah, okay. Have you caught anybody? And more importantly, if you catch them, are they going to go into prison? And even more importantly, are you going to buy new copper wires and install them in a box that can't be easily ripped out of the ground and busted open? Caltrans has refused to do the work on the freeways for years. For years, it's been dark. They just won't do it. In fact, I remember David Goldstein's report. They didn't even answer. He tried to contact them. No response. No return call. They don't care. It's like that story we did yesterday about the PCH in Malibu. They've been sitting on projects for years, refusing to do them, even after they got the money. There is a $34 million local project in Malibu. $34 million, we found out yesterday, to try to upgrade the safety on PCH. It has been sitting before the state agencies for 7 freaking years. 7! Since 2016, the plans were submitted. The money is allocated. What do they do all day? What does anybody do all day anymore? So we're slowly going dark all over town. This also, the copper thieves have attacked the Metro Rail system. They tear out the copper wires which power the system, so the rail cars stop. Oh, another reason to take Metro, right? Not only are you risking getting stabbed, you could be trapped with a lunatic for God knows how long because the rail cars lose power once the wires are ripped out. They claim there's $500,000 that's been used to fix the lighting. Well, we'll fix it for good. can't be that difficult. More coming up on, after 3 o'clock, what are we doing? After 3 o'clock, we are going to have Stephen Camerata from the Center for Immigration Studies. And they got a study out now. A majority of immigrant households use welfare. 59% of illegal households get welfare. I thought we're told that can't be, but it is, obviously. Wow. Wow. Come here and we just give you all the money you need. That's coming up after 3 o'clock.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the wind down tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family, like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4 after 4 o'clock. John Cobalt on demand. The podcast coming up after 3 o'clock. Every time an honest person brings up how much illegal aliens cost us, somebody says, well, they're not entitled to welfare. You're wrong. They legally can't get wealth. No, you're wrong. Stephen Camerata, he is the lead author of a special report done by the Center for Immigration Studies. He's their director of research. And his report says 59% of illegal households get welfare, and 52% of legal immigrant households get welfare. We are importing millions of poor people, and then we have to pay for them. No, they're just coming here to work. Okay. You know, every once in a while, I see a piece. You know, we've tried to keep a laser focus on reality. It's very difficult. It's extremely difficult in this media culture to keep your eye on what's in front of your eyes, what you can see with your eyes, because everybody is lying to you. Everybody is trying to BS you with nonsense. And one of the things that's been excruciating for this year is the inflation rate has been crazy. And then you turn on the television and you see all these partisan lying reporters and anchors and partisan lying economists and partisan lying politicians. I'm going to sneeze.
Bless you.
Sometimes when I get mad, I start sneezing.
Oh.
It's very strange. And so you get to all these guys lying and saying, well, you know, actually the inflation rate is not that bad. The inflation rate is coming down. I really don't understand why the public thinks the economy is so terrible. We have some statistics here. Yeah, I know you have some statistics. You have a lot of lying statistics, misleading statistics. So you're intentionally cherry picking lying, misleading statistics. You know, the game, everybody knows how the game is played, and nobody believes you anymore. And there's a guy, though, for Atlantic Magazine, and I don't have his name on this. Well, anyway, he's written a piece. He calls it the English muffin test. And this is what we've been talking about for months. Prices in the grocery stores have gone way up, far more than the inflation rate you hear all the time. Because the inflation rate is made up of many, many factors, some of which you rarely encounter. For example, it includes the rising price of housing or the rising price of rents. But none of us buy a new apartment every day or rent a new apartment every day. We're locked into our mortgage payment or our lease payment. And so that stays static for the length of the mortgage or the lease. And that, if you're buying something new compared to 5 years ago, yeah, it's way up. And that would signal a big inflation increase. But it's the day-to-day stuff, such as food in the grocery store. Do you know that groceries in 2022 went up 12%? The inflation rate wasn't 6%. It's 12% for groceries. And in a lot of categories, it's even bigger than that. So this guy was writing, and he's looking at a poll, and he said only 20% of the people think the economy has gotten better over the last year. And it's like, why is this? You know, the gross domestic product is up, you know, 4 to 5% on an annual basis. Unemployment is at near record lows. Incomes are rising. They were, at least for a little while. Why are people so unhappy? And I kept saying, because you go to the grocery store, you go to the gas station, and the prices are out of control. And even if inflation slows down, or even if it stops, you still have the same price increase staring at you. And that people have not adjusted to 2023 pricing. In their heads, they have 2019 pricing. And for this guy, he said it came to the English muffins. He writes, early in the pandemic, I got in the habit of making an egg and cheese sandwich for breakfast pretty much every day. I remember a 6-pack of Thomas's English muffins costing about $3.50 at the time. Today, he went to his nearby Wegmans grocery store, and it was $5.59. He went to the Safeway. It was $5.29. And he said, an economist would tell me that I shouldn't worry about it because I changed jobs during the pandemic and my income has risen more than enough to easily cover the extra $2 a week on English muffins. But he said, still, I can't bring myself to buy them. The higher price of English muffins just feels wrong. So I settle for cheaper, inferior brands while waiting in vain for the Thomas muffins to go back under $5. Or he goes to Target. For some reason, they're still only $3.49 there. And so he was thinking, maybe this is why people are so pissed off about the economy and pissed off with Biden. It's not about these arcane unemployment numbers, GDP percentages. It's that you go to the grocery store. I mean, you know, one bag of groceries, it's like $50. Have you noticed that?
Oh, my God. And I just get vegetables.
Gilad Edelman's the name of the author. Gilad Edelman. I'm reading him this morning. I'm thinking, okay, good. There's two guys, me and Gilad. We both figured this out. It's going to the grocery store and seeing the prices. Vegetables went way up.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It's terrible. No, meat went way up.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing is, so I go and I buy a steak at the grocery store. I can afford to buy a steak. But after the price went way up, I just wouldn't do it. I started buying smaller steaks. Really, I did. I bought a steak like half the size of the one I would normally get, which is enough for me anyway.
I was going to say, it's probably better for you.
But the point is like even when you have the money, when you have a quick price increase that doesn't go back down, I guess it depends how you grew up. I mean, I grew up lower middle class, And I see prices on things and I just can't do it.
There's been a recent trend on Twitter where people will take pictures of their groceries and they're saying this is $100 worth of groceries. And it's like 6-7 items.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I see the price because I don't always look at the prices as I'm buying them off the rack because off the shelf because I just want to go quickly. But I get to the register. I see the price and they hand me one bag. And it's like, what? That's $82 in one bag? And I didn't get anything exotic. And so that's why. And the thing is, I don't know how, you know, I drive around and I listen to the cable news channels and I hear all these debates and arguments about the economy. Well, Joe Biden's economy, actually, he's not getting enough credit for Bidenomics. It's like, you moron, it's about the price of the English muffins. And you're not going to change people's minds. You know, you unleashed a massive amount of government spending. You're giving the money away for free. So what happens? If people have lots of extra money, that bids up the price of ordinary goods. And it's not going back down. Have you ever heard of deflation? I don't think we've never had a sustained period of deflation. Once prices go up, that's it. You know, the price of English muffins is going to be $5.59 for the rest of our lives. It's not going to go back to $3.50. And then I hear economists go, well, you really don't want deflation. I mean, it's like, all right, you got an answer for everything, don't you? And by the way, all those economists, none of them predicted that the inflation rate was going to shoot up as high as it did. I didn't hear any of these geniuses predict that English muffins were going to go to $5.59 a six-pack. None of them. It's amazing how many people, they have advanced degrees, they have masters, they have doctorates, they're on television, they write in prestigious journals, they're quoted by politicians, they're testifying at Congress, and they are full of crap. I mean, just universally full of crap. But the TV stations need guests, and the newspapers and magazines and news sites need somebody to write columns to fill their stuff, and the Congress needs witnesses. So everybody just keeps talking, and they have no idea what they're saying. And they're wrong. They're always wrong. Nobody predicted this. More coming up. John Cobalt Show.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio from 1 to 4, after 4, John and Ken. John Cobalt on demand. Okay, all right. One mistake.
That's your second one, actually.
Is my second one today?
Yeah, I let the other one go.
You're so kind. I want to play this because the war in, I'm going to play cut one. The war in Israel has faded from the news a bit, but Israel has really been doing a number on flattening Hamas to the point where they're discussing publicly about maybe transitioning to a second phase. I guess that means they bombed everything they could bomb. But this is an interesting audio and I imagine video about what life is like. Because they're still firing rockets from the northern side. They're shot from Gaza, right?
Yeah.
From Gaza. So these rockets are going from Gaza all the way to Tel Aviv. So Hamas is still in the fight, and it's still not fun living in Israel. Listen to Trey Yingst doing a live report on all these rockets getting intercepted.
His name is Ahmed Kalut, the manager of
Yeah, guys. So just if you, Brian, I'm going to interrupt you here. You can hear there's sirens sounding now in Tel Aviv. So we're just going to take a little bit of cover here, we can keep talking.
I mean, this is just the reality of right now, and just so you know, the rockets that are coming in right now, they don't have detection. They don't know where they're going. They have no clue where they're aiming
at. Look down to the street. People are coming off the beach right now. They're coming away from the Mediterranean Sea, trying to take cover. This is a city of more than 300,000 people. And despite the heavy air and ground campaign against Hamas in Gaza, they have maintained their ability to fire on major cities like Tel Aviv.
Yeah, and you see the construction site Hamas leader that was captured was on television saying that...
Iron Dome coming up here. Guys, did you... Just if you focus here, you're going to be able to see there's going to be a bunch of interceptions right overhead.
Wow.
Pan up to the sky here, duty. Up to the sky, you're going to see all of this smoke. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. This is a massive barrage toward Tel Aviv, and you're going to continue to hear these explosions overhead. Each time one of these rockets is intercepted, you have shrapnel raining down into the city below. But again, this is one of the largest rocket barrages against Tel Aviv that we have seen in quite some time. And you still hear those explosions.
So 11 rockets in those few seconds were all flying over at the same time, all intercepted by what they call the Iron Dome, which is Israel's defense system. And they send up a missile to intercept the incoming rocket, right? That's how it works?
Yeah.
So that just gives you a little bit of life in Tel Aviv still. You imagine that? After all these months, they're dealing with this day after day, night after night.
Well, and yesterday, Israel offered a ceasefire agreement to Hamas, and Hamas denied it.
Well, yeah, because the Hamas leaders don't care.
No,
they don't care. They're hiding somewhere. They left Qatar. They were living in the Four Seasons Hotel, and they have stolen just untold millions of dollars. And so they're on the run. They're safe. They're going to live. Their families are taken care of. They don't care if the Palestinian residents get slaughtered in the war. It doesn't matter to them. So of course they're not going to accept a ceasefire. You know, there's an unusual supporter of Israel, John Fetterman. He's that senator in Pennsylvania, the tall guy, bald guy, 6'8". You've seen him. And he's the one who had the stroke and was making no sense, but they elected him anyway because the alternative was Dr. Oz. That was one of the most bizarre matchups in the last election cycle. John Fetterman suffering clearly from a stroke, and Dr. Oz, who is just nuts. And they expected Fetterman to be a loyal progressive. Well, he's broken apart from the progressive movement because he's increasingly thinking they're nuts. Is he Jewish, by the way, himself?
I don't know.
Well, he says whenever I'm in a situation to be called on to take up the cause of strengthening and enhancing the security of Israel or deepening the relationship between the U.S. and Israel, I'm going to lean in. He told this to Jewish Insider. I guess that's an online news site. And when it comes to far-left Democrats who harshly criticize Israel, I would also respectfully say I'm not really a progressive in that sense. And so they're smearing him online. They've given him his own hashtag, these left-wing hateful activists. They call him Genocide John for his unequivocal support of Israel. He used to be a progressive star. He used to brag about his connections to Bernie Sanders. And Fetterman said, what I have found out over the last couple of years is that the right wing and now the left are both hoping I die. They are the ones who are rooting for another blood clot. They are both now wishing that I die. This is the treatment you get if you have the wrong opinion. You get bombarded with social media. If you don't get death threats, you get death wishes. He's also come out saying that the progressives are wrong in not wanting to do something at the border, which has pissed them off. He said, I don't think it's unreasonable to have a secured border. I would never put the Dreamers in harm's way or support any cruelty or mass expulsion, but it's a reasonable conversation to talk about the border. So when he was running, he had the full support of the progressive crowd. And now he's saying these guys are nuts. He says he doesn't relate to the label, and he's tired of the purity tests. Now his critics have called him a vegetable. And that's what the right wing used to call him. They used to call him a vegetable. They used to accuse him of a radical socialist agenda. And Fetterman is going against the left-wing whack jobs. But I don't know. What's unreasonable for everyone to agree on securing the border? What's unreasonable to support Israel to protect their existence? Why is this such a vicious issue? Why are we being driven by all the lunatics in our society? I don't know why anybody reads social media. There's no reason to. Well, who wants to read death threats and death smears all day long? We come back, we're going to talk about the border issue. Stephen Camarada is coming on. He's the director of research for the Center of Immigration Studies. We've talked to him a lot over the years. And he's got a new study. They analyzed government welfare programs and found 59% of all illegal alien households are getting some kind of welfare benefit, including 52% of legal households. That is a lot of households. And that is a lot of money. And we're always told that, no, they come here to work, and they're not a burden on us, and they're taxpayers, and they're not getting welfare, the illegal households. Well, that's not true. And that's next. And we're going to have Deborah Mark now live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it. Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union, a savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.